Again, we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you've chosen to worship with us this weekend. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 4, How Great Thou Art. Number 4.
Savior God. seated.
This is our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of them that I have. A continued prayer for Janet Carroll, April's mom. She had knee replacement surgery this week, and she is at home recuperating and also taking part of the rehabilitation up in Redfield. And then we continue to pray for Bob Ohm and his recovery from his having part of his leg amputated. And then we had a request come out. Lorraine Augsburger called me. She has been dealing with some significant eye issues, and this week they're going to be talking with a surgeon. The issue is not behind the cornea, but it's in front of the cornea. And so there's calcium deposits that have developed, and the difficulty is it's like having gravel in your eye constantly. And the only thing that seems to take any relief is having some heat packs on. So she's hopefully anticipating some surgery that may help, because she's in a significant amount of pain. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Heidi. Glenn.
And they're going to be doing CEF training down in Sunshine this week, so you can be praying for them. They've got more kids than they expected, and so that's a blessing. But just that they would be training those kids to reach others in South Dakota this summer, because that's what they're training them to do. And then also, I do not know if anybody's here, but we just met two new sower couples at Sunshine, and so that's another praise and or prayer.
So the request, and we are grateful to see Glenn and Glenda. The only reason I remember is because they're easier to remember together. Palmquist, we support CEF. That is one of our ministries that we support, and they have their CYA training, and it's going to be taking place at Sunshine. And so they'll be having, I think you told me, 31.
33.
Wow, it keeps increasing from when we had coffee earlier. 33. Students coming, and it's grateful this year. Last year they had to do some of their training by Zoom because of COVID, and it's nice to have everyone back together and do those things in person. But that's what they'll be spending the week, and then those students will be sent out across the state of South Dakota for five-day clubs and opportunities in some of the unreached areas of our state. And then also part of the ministries that come through our area for the summer are the SOAR couples, and I cannot remember the acronym of SOAR, but it has something significant. But they come and help out ministries like Sunshine, and so we'll see a couple of different couples come through, and we'll be praying for their work out at Sunshine and their time in our area. Mike? So Mike moved out to Sunshine yesterday. He will be taking over the social studies department at Sunshine. And so we're grateful that, one, he gets to stay in our area, and as he continues to run the camera and such, but also coming alongside of and joining the ministry out at Sunshine. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Praise the Lord for the rain.
Yes, definitely praise the Lord for the rain. I don't have Dave sitting here giving me the little hand sign this week, but yes, the rain is a definite praise. And Aaron?
Just if you look at our bulletin, we've been praying for Zane for quite a while. More recently, him and Sally went down in South Dakota to do visit with Jared and Laura, Texas. And his health took a drastic turn for the worse. He's going to be doing hospice at Jared and Laura's
Thank you, Aaron, for the update. Zane Wolf, who we've been praying for, has had colon cancer for last number of years, and He had gone down to Texas. I know one of his bucket list things was to do some hog hunting. And I'm not sure if he got to do that, but his health has taken a turn for the worse. He is with his son Jared and Laura down in Texas and is entering into hospice care. And Sally went down, as well as Laura is pregnant with another child. So any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Omar. So the update on Victory Center, Ken and Karen have, I think they've extended their time. COVID took out last year, so, but they, I know Ken and Karen Taves has stepped down as director, and the board of Victory Center have been working through candidates, and they thought they had narrowed it down, and both candidates have withdrawn their names, and so we will continue to pray for the board. I know that's a especially when you get close to summer, it really weighs heavy. So, any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we have to worship together as we go through this weekend. We have an extended weekend, not just to gather together as family, but more importantly, to remember those that have given their all, sacrificed their lives in the service of our country. Father, we thank you for those men and women that have been a part of our armed forces, and many of them have not come home. Father, we pray for those families that have lost loved ones, especially in the more recent conflicts that we've had, that you would be, through this weekend of remembering, that you would be a comfort and a guide. Father, we are grateful for the freedoms that we have in our country, and it is because that freedom has been purchased with so great a price. It is also the reminder that there is one who also sacrificed himself, as he demonstrated that greater has no man than this, that he lay down his life for another. And Christ came to seek and to save those who are lost. And we are grateful for his sacrifice that gives us hope beyond the grave. Father, I pray that you would be with the families, with those traveling. Thank you for the travel mercies you provide us. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We are grateful for the praises and the ongoing requests. We lift up Janet Carroll to you, that you would help her in her recovery from her knee replacement, give her patience, help her with the comfort through the pain. Thankful that she's around family that can assist her through this time. Father, we also pray for Bob Ohm and his life forward with having part of the leg amputated, that you would help him with his mobility and that you would speak into his heart and give him peace, and help him to know that you are an ever-present help during this time, that you do not leave us nor forsake us. Father, we pray for Lorraine Augsburger and her eye issues, that one, we pray for comfort from the pain, but two, that you give wisdom to the doctors, help them to know how to treat this very rare occurrence to especially help relieve her from the pain. Thank you that she is in your hands, that she knows her hope is in Christ, and ultimately one day you will heal her. Our desire is on this side of eternity, but we know that ultimate healing will be found when we enter into eternity, and that all things will be made well and set right. Father, we are grateful for the ministries that you have allowed us to support. We pray for CEF, especially for Glenda and Glenn as they are out at SBA this week for the 33 that are coming for training, that they would first and foremost deepen their relationship with you and learn how to share that relationship with others, especially for the youth in our state. We thank you for these ones stepping up to be commissioned and sent across the state. We pray for the week ahead that you would give them the focus they need and the fun of being together, that you would help them to know that they are part of building your kingdom and the privilege and of doing that. Father, we also pray for those couples that will be coming through our area and ministering out at Sunshine as the sower couples. We pray for safety in their travels, for their time there with the different work projects, that you keep them safe and help them to feel that they are indeed an integral part of the ministry there. And we're grateful for those that came and helped Mike as he moved from town out to Sunshine, and just pray for his adjustment and settling into the ministry out there. And we do pray for all of our teachers and staff as school year has ended and state track has ended, that you would help them to find the rest and renewal from the long year it has been, that you would help them to be recharged and ready for the fall. Father, we are also praising you for the rain that you have sent, that we know that we cannot control that, and so we are grateful and we do offer our thanks, that we as a thankful people that you have seen fit to provide us the moisture that we need, and we continue to ask that you would provide what we need as you have promised. Father, we pray for the Wolf family, for Zane in these last days, that you would bring comfort, that they would know your peace and presence. We pray for the steps that they take as Zane is finishing his race, but with their daughter-in-law being pregnant of a new life coming into this world, just pray for them. Pray for Sally, that you would truly comfort her heart. And Father, we pray for Victory Center, another one of the ministries you've allowed us to support, that you would give wisdom to the board of directors as they continue to seek and look for candidates, that you would bring the right couple to truly sense the opportunities to minister. We pray for Ken and Karen as they have a new crop of cabin leaders and volunteers, that you would meet their needs. We pray for Byron Bible Camp as they also get ready for the summer. Father, we also lift up the Bridgman family and thankful for the opportunity we've had to partner with them in Japan, be with them as they make the transition and retirement to stateside, and all the different things they need to make sure are set and ready to go here, as well as being able to say goodbye and relinquish some of the ministries that you have entrusted to them. We pray for their transition, that it would be smooth, that they would find areas to continue to minister where you place them. For our time today, we thank you for the opportunity of praising you, of glorifying you, and that we would honor you in all that we do and say today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Seeing sunshine, though we need the rain too, and we praise God for that. Let's stand and worship together this morning.
Rising, rising eyes of
Enjoy hearing you guys sing along with us, because I enjoy singing and worshiping, and it's a lot more fun when I can have some participation. I like it.
Trials of life and
God that is amazing, and we can fall into his arms in our times of trouble. We know that he'll carry us through. He brings us healing. But it's always in his timing. Sometimes we'd like to snap our fingers and say, make this right, or make this better. But we know that everything is in God's timing, and it's all in his hands. We just got to trust him and put our faith in him, because he will carry us through it all. Let's sing one last song. You can be seated for this last song.
Accepted, you were condemned. Father, we do thank you so much for your amazing love, for the freedom from sin that we have through the gift of your Son, his death on the cross in our place. We thank you for your concern for each of us. That you know who we are, you know what our needs are, you know what our struggles are, that you care about each one of us individually. We thank you for the privilege to come together and worship you this morning. We pray that you would open our hearts, our minds, our ears to look into your word. We pray these things in Jesus' name.